Well, from Nepal to West Baltimore, where family, friends, and thousands of community members are mourning Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black man who died days after an arrest by police left him with severe spinal injuries. Today's funeral also attracted national figures, including three guests representing the White House. This past weekend, there was a mix of peaceful protest and pockets of a more violent response in Baltimore, and police there admitted that Freddie Gray should have received medical attention at the scene and was injured before he was dragged to a police car. Joel McCord is news director for Baltimore's public radio, WIPR. Joel, first of all, just what's the feeling in Baltimore today?
The feeling is still a bit tense after what happened on Saturday night. But a lot of the people that we talked to are just all asking for calm. Yesterday, the mayor and about 25 religious leaders issued a statement calling for calm. Today at the funeral, one of the pastors said that, you know, there's only one person who can bring disorder of any kind into this house, it's meaning, you know, this is God's house.
Right.
And that's what he was talking about. So everybody continues to call for calm here in the city.
Well, but we also hear President Obama sent representatives, including Broderick Johnson, chair of the My Brother's Keeper Task Force, and others spoke at the funeral. What did you hear?
Well, mostly I've heard a lot about, believe it or not, forgiveness and accountability. Accountability for the officers involved in Freddie Gray's arrest. Accountability and forgiveness in terms of Jesus and God. Mm-hmm. Keeping in mind, you know, this is a Baptist funeral,
yeah,
and there's a lot of talk of God and Jesus.
You talk about local representatives being in tears.
Yes, Elijah Cummings, the congressman who represents that district, is there, and there are we saw him in tears, and I have not seen too much more of that yet.
Yeah. Well, police over the weekend announced that Freddie Gray should have received medical attention at the scene of the arrest. I remember in the pictures as he was being dragged to the police car, his legs didn't seem to function. Instead, he was put in a police van, unbuckled. And we're reading that at least two suspects have won court cases against Baltimore after being left paralyzed in the same kind of detention in the last decade or so. What's the talk there about that?
Well, there have been, at least two have been left paralyzed. There have been any number of other folks who have sued police and gotten millions of dollars out of the city because of police conduct and as they've made arrests. And there's been a lot of talk about that, a lot of issues being raised, and there's been some legislation working its way through the city council to change to change policies, and legislation working through Maryland's General Assembly as well.
Yeah. And you wanted us to point out, and it is interesting, that in Ferguson, for instance, it was a white power structure trying to emerge after the crisis there. In Baltimore, it's a black power structure.
Right. Black mayor, black police chief, majority black city, majority black city council. Yet we're still talking about the same kinds of issues with police that we're talking about in Ferguson, Missouri. And it makes you wonder.
That's Joel McCord, news director for WYPR, Baltimore's public radio there. Joel, not just wonder. Let's take that up again at another time. Thank you.
We shall. Thank you.